The Medallion, Part 2. We ventured into the Forbidden Land on a Saturday afternoon. We had hoped to embark on our journey earlier, but slipping past our families proved to be more challenging than expected. By the time we bid farewell to the Do Not Enter sign and cut through the fence, the morning's troubles faded from my memory. I prayed that nothing got in the way of us getting intimate.
"Did you see all the flowers placed against the fence?" Richa asked.
Dressed in jeans and a tight t-shirt that read Tomb Raider, she looked stunning. I'm sure the tragedy remains a vivid memory for the survivors and those who mourn their lost loved ones, I said, struggling to sound empathetic. Her captivating presence had hijacked my mind. The trail meandered through tall wild grass. Soon we reached the rusted and charred skeleton of a Ferris wheel, a common attraction at small Indian fairs. Faded, tattered remnants of what was once a vibrant tent and melted circus props lay scattered everywhere.
"I can imagine the children's laughter and the chatter of adults enjoying the day at the circus," Richard mused.
"You have a vivid imagination," I said with a smile.
"The sheer terror when the fire engulfed them, roaring like a dragon's infernal breath," she said.
"A poet too," I teased.
"Don't be sarcastic. Try to feel the pain. Really concentrate," she insisted.
"All right, Deepak Chopra. I'll give it a go," I said.
Closing my eyes, I tried to sense the past, as Richard suggested. The searing heat, the agony of skin bubbling away, resulting in horrifying screams. She continued. "It was as if we've been transported back in time," I said as I opened my eyes.
"You're just humouring me, aren't you?" she said.
"Are you calling me a liar?" I shot back. Instead of responding, her eyes darted around, taking in our surroundings.
"There!" she exclaimed.
She darted towards the remnants of a small carousel, its once vibrant horses now obscured by creepers. Their melted faces were twisted into ghastly expressions. Their once glossy paint had now chipped and faded, their forms marred with black, tumour-like growths. What remained of the gold-leaf embellishments faintly shimmered on the distorted metal framework. The gears and pulleys, now overgrown with shrubs, revealed the carousel's deformed core. Richard clambered onto the only horse that seemed relatively intact. "Be careful," I instinctively called out. But no sooner had she mounted the horse than she cried out in pain.
"Ow! Something pricked me!"
Approaching her, I inspected the area she indicated on her leg. The sensation of her soft skin under my fingers was tantalizing. I noticed a tiny scratch on her left ankle. "It's just a minor cut. But I'd suggest not climbing on any of these relics unless you're keen on contracting tetanus," I warned.
"My knight in shining armor," she teased, giving me a peck on the cheek and climbing off the horse.
I couldn't help but smile. As she meandered off to pick some wild flowers, I noticed something in the distance.
"Hey, look what I found," I called out.
The burned remains of the psychic's caravan beckoned us.